श्री रिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि लीला चैप्टर 14 वर्सेस 76 to 88। सो वर्स 88 इज ऑन द बोर्ड। सो वी रीड द वर्स ऑन द बोर्ड, देन आई विल कवर द वर्सेस व्हिच आर नॉट ऑन द बोर्ड एंड देन वी कैरी ऑन द डिस्कशन। Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. The Brahmana replied, "If your son is a transcendental mystic boy with self-effulgent perfect knowledge, what is the use of your education?" Purport. The Brahmana, Jagannath Mishra saw in his dream, told him that his son was not an ordinary human being. If he were a transcendental person, he would have self-effulgent knowledge and thus there would be no need to educate him. Vajnanitimrandhasya jnananjanshalakaya chakshunmilitamena tasmashri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपति गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्ति कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछा कल्पितरु भयश्य कृपा सिंधु भेविचा पतिता नाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखम करोति वाचालम पंगम लंघयति गिरिम यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणे परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्य विश्वम्। आजानुलंबति भुजौ कनकावधातु संकीर्तनक पितरु कमलायताक्षो विश्वंभरो द्विजभरो युगधर्मपालो वंदे जगत्प्रिय करो करुणामतारो। विप्र कहे पुत्र यदि दैव सिद्ध होए स्वतः सिद्ध ज्ञान तबे शिक्षा व्यर्थ होए। द ब्राह्मण रिप्लाइड इफ योर सन इज अ ट्रांसेंडेंटल मिस्टिक बॉय विथ सेल्फ इफल्जेंट परफेक्ट नॉलेज व्हाट इज द यूज ऑफ योर एजुकेशन। सो देर आर अदर वर्सेस व्हिच आर नॉट ऑन द बोर्ड सो आई एम जस्ट गोइंग टू रीड द ट्रांसलेशंस एंड कवर देम। Sometimes taking her son with her, Mother Sachi would lie down on her bed, and she would see that denizens of the celestial world had come there, filling the entire house. Once Mother Sachi told the Lord, "Please go call your father." Receiving this order from his mother, the Lord went out to call him. When the child was going out, there was a tinkling of ankle bells from his lotus feet. Hearing this, his father and mother were struck with wonder. Jagannath Mishra said, "This is a very wonderful incident. Why is there a sound of ankle bells from the bare feet of my child?" Mother Sachi said, I also saw another wonder. People were coming down from the celestial kingdom and crowding the entire courtyard. They made noisy sound I could not understand. I guess they were offering prayers to someone. Jagannath Misra replied, "Never mind what it is. There's no need to worry. Let there always be good fortune for Vishwambhar. This is all I want." On another occasion, Jagannath Misra, seeing the mischievous acts of his son, gave him lessons in morality after rebuking him greatly. On that very night, Jagannath Misra dreamt that a Brahmana had come before him, speaking these words in anger. "My dear Misra, you do not know anything about your son. You think him as your son, and therefore you rebuke and chastise him." Jagannath Misra replied, "This boy may be a demigod, a mystic yogi, or a great saintly person. It doesn't matter what he is, for I think he is my son." So this brings us to the verse which is on the board. In the very beginning of this chapter, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has given two verses. One of them explains the benefits of hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This verse is, "Kathanchan smriti asmin duskaram sukaram bhavet vismriti vipritam va vipritam syat Sri Chaitanyam namamitam." So this is to encourage the devotee to hear more and more about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His reason is that just by remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all difficult things become easier to execute. And if someone does not remember Mahaprabhu, likewise, then easier things become more difficult to execute. Therefore, I offer my obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Divine Lord. So this is to encourage the devotee to hear more and more about the pastimes of the Lord. In the third verse, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has actually revealed the identity of Mahaprabhu on the same level as Brijendranandan Sri Krishna. He says, "Prabhur kahilo ye janma lila sutra yashodanandan aiche haila sachi putra." So far, Krishna's Kaviraj says that I have described the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in brief. Because Mahaprabhu's pastimes have been covered in detail in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes them very briefly. But he reveals that actually Yashodanandana Echa Hailo Shachi Putra, the same personality of Godhead who used to be the darling son of Mother Yashoda, Yashodanandana, Nanda Maharaj, Brijendranandana. Same Krishna has become Sachiputra. It's the same personality. So this is the philosophical understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Krishna's Kaviraj's point of view. What we're going to do in the next 30-40 minutes, look at some of the philosophical underpinnings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and compare with Krishna's pastimes. Some of the events that happen in Krishna's pastimes and some similarity which happen in Mahaprabhu's pastimes. In Brahma Sahita, Lord Brahma says, "Advaitam achyutam anadyam anantirupam adyam purana purusham no yovanam cha Vedesu durlabham adurlabham atmahakto govindamadi purusham tamham bhajami." So Lord Brahma is establishing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, He has manifold forms, qualities, pastimes. At the same time, he remains Advaita. He is one with all of them. Achyutam, the Lord is infallible. Anadi Rupam, he has got unlimited forms. Unlimited forms. Now, Vedesu Durlabham, this truth about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually difficult for even the Veda personified to know. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are Veda Stutis. The Vedas personified admit that it's difficult for them to know Krishna. So who can know Krishna? If Vedas cannot ascertain who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. So Vedasya Durlabham, just by studying the Vedas, one cannot ascertain the personality of Godhead. Adurlabham Atma Bhakto, the same personality of Godhead becomes easily understandable by his own devotees. Now, here we're looking at two intimate devotees of the Lord, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, both the eternal parents of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is Krishna not understandable by his own parents? He is and he is not. In this case, Jagannath Mishra is refusing to understand Krishna as he is. Amazing. On the other hand, the yogis are trying to get a simple glimpse of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they do so many austerities just to have a simple glimpse. But when we look at Jagannath Mishra, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they just refuse to recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why is that? Because of their intense love. Just like Mother Yashoda, she saw the universal form of Krishna. Within his mouth, she saw his universal form. When Mother Yashoda asked Krishna, "Have you eaten mud?" He said, "No." And she did not believe him. So she said, "Okay, just open your mouth then." So he opened his mouth like a young child. And within his mouth, she saw the entire universe. Millions of universes being created, destroyed, maintained, all within the mouth of Krishna. And she also saw herself within Krishna's mouth. That bewildered her for a moment. But then she composed herself and said, "No, that can't be true. Because he is my son." So even if he is God, it doesn't matter. So they refuse to accept Krishna. Even if he is God, it doesn't matter. Because he is my son. Jagannath Mishra is replying to the Brahmana in the same tone. Brahmana is coming and telling him, because before that, as we read in the verses, the incident happened that one day Jagannath Mishra saw there were marks on the courtyard of Jagannath Mishra, Vishnu mark, marks of lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So Dhwaj, Meen, Shankh, Chakra, all these marks were there, five different marks. So he was thinking that actually it may be my Shaligram Sila taking the form, Krishna form, and walking around. So he basically dismissed the idea that it may be his son. Then later on, one day Sachi Mata was breastfeeding the Lord and she noticed that actually those marks were her son's lotus feet. So then she called Jagannath Mishra, "Come, just look at this." And he confirmed, "Yes, actually those marks, Vishnupad marks, they are my son's." So then they called Nilambar Chakravarti, who is the father of Sachi Mata and father-in-law of Jagannath Mishra. The Nilama Chakravarti revealed the identity of the Lord in the same way as Garagacharya had revealed. Later on we will look at some of the verses and compare them. They are basically revealing the same thing what Garagacharya had revealed 5,000 years ago. So this is the incident which happened in Jagannath Mishra's house. Now in his dream, this Brahmana comes and tries to actually chastise Jagannath Mishra. Because before that, a day before, Jagannath Mishra noticed that his son is becoming very naughty and he had to do something. Otherwise, he'll get spoiled. So he chastised him. We see in the example of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, before chastising, he would apologize. Sri Radha Gokunanda Bhagwan ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So he will apologize and say, I'm sorry, but I have to chastise you because I don't want you to get spoiled. That was his mood. So similarly, Jagannath Mishra saw that my child is getting spoiled, so he chastised him. Gave him some moral lessons. Why he should not do all the naughty things he is doing. Disturbing the brahmanas, teasing the girls, eating mud, and various other things Lord has been doing. So this brahmana comes in his dream and chastises or tries to chastise Jagannath Mishra. So even in his dream he refuses to accept because his intense love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for his son, is superior to this knowledge of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is knowledge and this is good, but his love is superior. His love overtakes that those feelings that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he refused to accept. He said, he may be God, but he is my son. 5,000 years ago, after many wonderful things happened in Vrindavan, many, many pastimes, and Krishna became 7 years old. So he had lifted Govardhan Hill. After lifting Govardhan Hill, some of the Brijavasis became doubtful that the very personality they love so much and so attracted to, he may be God. Or maybe a demigod. So then they were talking amongst themselves. This has been described in chapter 26 of 10th canto. And also in Krishna book, Prabhupada summarizes this very beautifully. So then they are talking that, look, when he was 6 days old, Putana came. He could not even see who she was. And simply by sucking her breast, he sucked her life as well. Just like the time factor sucks everyone's life without even realizing. When he was 1 month old, he was just lying down underneath a cart. The Shaktasura demon came in the form of a cart. And this young boy, he was simply just moving his leg. He hit that shakat, the cart, and the cart went flying in the sky. This is amazing. The cart went flying, broke into pieces. Then he was little older, 1 year old, and so many other demons came. Aghasur in the form of a snake, Bakasur, and so many others. Then, this same boy, he was dancing on Kaliya serpent's hoods. How wonderful. Is it possible for anyone to do this? This young boy is dancing on serpent's head, and this serpent was not ordinary. Kaliya was so poisonous that the entire Yamuna Hrud, the pond, the place where Kaliya was living, became so poisonous that even the birds could not fly from there. There was poisonous smoke flying in the sky, and the birds would die. So poisonous. And this young boy goes, he tames Kaliya. He dances on his hands like it's so fun. Krishna made everything fun. Taming Kaliya fun. It's fun. Killing Bakasura is fun. Killing Aghasura is fun. Lifting Govardhan is also fun. Govardhan Hill, such a huge mountain, and this 7-year young boy, he lifted on his left hand and this small finger. And it's fun for him. He's lifting this for 7 days. And this is how he saved us. How wonderful this is. So the Brijvasis thought that actually the very personality they are loving him so much, he may be a demigod. Or maybe Supreme Lord Narayan. So they took this to Nand Maharaj, and Nand Maharaj then revealed to them that actually what you are saying is true. Let me quote Gargacharya, Sadhu Guru Shastra. So Nand Maharaj, he quoted Gargacharya. He said, yes, when my son was very young and I needed to get name ceremony done for him, Namkaran, I called Gargacharya. And this is what he revealed to me. So we'll look at some of the verses which Gargacharya spoke. Then look at the same kind of verses which Nilambar Chakravarti spoke. Compare them and see the similarities. Now, before we look at Gargacharya's verses, in this chapter, let me briefly mention, Mahaprabhu tried to speak Mayavad philosophy to his mother. And his mother simply refuted him. Second, and this happened when Mother Shachi made some nice things for Vishwambhar to eat. So instead of eating those nice things, he started eating mud. And Mother Shachi, he started chastising you. Why are you eating mud? Is there nothing else to eat? I just gave you so many nice things to eat and you started eating mud. Then Mahaprabhu starts speaking Mayavad philosophy. Everything is one. Mud, sweet, same thing. Because they come from the same source, same thing. What's the difference? Then Mother Shachi would not take it. She said, yes, the grains come from earth. So in one way, grains are same with earth. But if you eat earth, you'll become sick. If you eat sweets, you become healthy. If you eat grain, you become healthy. If you take the same mud, transform the same mud into a pot, in that pot, I can go to Ganga and bring some water. But if I put water in the earth, the water will disappear. So this way, Mother Shachi refuted Vishwambhar's argument to Mayavad. So this was Mahaprabhu's first attempt to teach Mayavad to his mother. It failed. Second time he tried. And this time he was sitting in a dirty place. And Mother Shachi said, why are you sitting here? Because she is a mother. She is concerned. If he sits in the dirty place, he will become sick. He will catch some diseases. Why are you sitting here? He said, what's the difference? Mud is mud. This time Mother Shachi, without arguing with him, she simply told him, just go to Ganga and take a bath. Don't want to hear anything. So Vishwambhar went and took a bath. So this was Mahaprabhu's attempt to teach Mayavad philosophy. It failed. His mother refuted him. So Mayavadis, they have four Mahavakyas, four, sometimes five, great statements, such as Tattvam Asi, Aham Brahmasmi, Pragyanam Brahma, I am Atma Brahma, Soham. And they derive meaning from the statements that you are that. Literally it means Tattvam Asi. Tattvam Asi. You are that. You are the same Brahman, the personality of Godhead. Same Brahman. So the Acharyas, Vaishnava Acharyas, they also interpret the same statements, but in proper perspectives. For example, instead of concluding Tattvam Asi, that you are also God, they conclude, they say the same thing to the Supreme Lord. Tattvam Asi. My dear Lord, you are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this applies to Mahaprabhu. Tattvam Asi. My dear Lord, you are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who appeared 5,000 years ago. Tattvam Asi. So like that, our Vaishnava Acharyas, they interpret these Mahavakyas from Mayavadis and concluding Vaishnava principles. Another one, famous one, is Soham. I am that. Aham Brahmasmi. Some famous one, Soham. What the devotees do, they take Soham and they add Da. Da Soham. Soham, Da Soham. Mayavadi says Soham, and devotee says Dasoham. I'm the servant. So this way, the devotees, they conclude Vaishnava principles from the Vakyas, from the statements of Upanishads. Okay, coming back to the statements of Garagacharya. So Garagacharya, he spoke to Nanda Maharaj and he said, at some point your son was also son of Vasudeva. So Nanda Maharaj thought, oh, my son is so great. And he told him that actually your son appears in every millennium. Time and time again he appears. Let me just read the verse. Asan vanastriyo hiyatsa Grahnato anuyogam tanuh shuklo raktas tatha pitha idanim krishna gatam gata. Idanim krishna tam gata. O king of Braj, your son appears in many millenniums, taking many forms, many colors he chooses. In previous ages, this son of yours appeared in white color, red color, and yellow color. Same Supreme Lord, the same son of yours, has now taken Krishnatam gata. Idanim Krishnatam gataha. This time, he has taken a blackish color, his original color. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that within this color, blackish color, the hue, Krishna's hue, Shyamasundara, all the other colors, all the other personalities are contained. They are all within him. So within Krishna, all the colors are there. Earlier on, you have heard that when Sita Thakurani came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she noticed that this boy is actually has appeared from Goloka Vrindavan. But there is a difference in his appearance. He looks yellow. He has concealed himself in yellow color, not black. His original color is black. So this way, Garagacharya had two purposes. One, to make Nanda Maharaj realize that his son actually non-different from Narayana. We'll see one verse. Secondly, he wanted to say this in such a way so that Kansa does not know that actually Narayana has appeared. And even he wanted Nand Maharaj to simply know himself, but not have complete conviction that he is Narayan. So he is saying in such a way that revealing the truth, but Nand Maharaj was still in somewhat doubt. Not completely in doubt, but somewhat doubt. Just like he said, that at some point, the son of yours appeared as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, he is known as Vasudeva. Gargacharya gave three names to Krishna. Krishna, Vasudeva, and Hari. So this way, Gargacharya is revealing the identity of the Lord. Then he says, Ya etasmin mahabhaga. He is speaking in such a way that by hearing Gargacharya's descriptions, Brijvasi's love for Krishna increased. Look at this. Ya etasmin mahabhaga pitim kurvanti manava. Narayo abhi bhavatyetan vishnu pakshan ivasuraha. Anyone who loves this child of yours is very fortunate. By loving this child, a person will become undefeated by demons. Just like the demigods, they are undefeated because Lord Vishnu is on their side. Undefeated. Then finally he says, Tasman nandatmajvayamte narayan samagunahi shriya kirtanu bhavena gopayasu samahita. In conclusion, therefore, O Nand Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayan. So this is how he reveals the identity. In his transcendental qualities, opulence, name, fame, and influence, he is exactly like Narayan. Narayan samo gunahi. Shriya in opulence. Kirti in his fame. Anubhavena in his influence. He is same like Narayan. You should all raise this child very carefully and cautiously. So this is what Gargacharya is saying. Let's go to Mayapur now. You want to go to Mayapur? See what? Okay. And hear what Nirambar Chakravarti is saying. Narayana chinha yukta shihasto charan ehi shishu sarva loke karivataran. He is saying to Jagannath Mishra and his daughter that actually I see 32 symbols of Lord Narayan in the body of your son. Therefore, I feel and I understand that this son of yours is one the same personality who actually maintains this universe. Sei eiti kariva vaishnu dharmera prachar iha haite habidui kulera nistar. This divine son of yours is going to preach the cult of Vaishnava Dharma. And this way he will purify your dynasty, his paternal dynasty, and his maternal dynasty. So Nilambar Chakravarti is also feeling very happy that I'm connected to this divine son of my daughter, and he will purify me. Sarva lokira karibo iha dharana pushan vishambhara nama ihar eiti karan. Because this son of yours maintains the entire universe, therefore, its suitable name for him is Vishwambar. He will be known as Vishwambar. So when you look at the similarities of what Gargacharya described to Nand Maharaj and Nilambara Chakravarti described to Jagannath Mishra, same. The same personality of Godhead. Tattvam Asi. So this applies to Mahaprabhu. Tattvamasi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the same person, Brijendra Nandana Jai, Sachi Sutta Hailu Sai, Balaram Hoilu Nitai. The same personality of Godhead who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj, Vrijendranandan, he has now appeared as son of Mother Sachi. And his older brother Balaram has appeared as Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So, coming back to Brahmana's chastisement of Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra refused to accept, as we said earlier on, that he may be God, but he is my son. Similarly, Brijavasis, time and time again, they see the superhuman activities, the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, and then their love for the Lord takes over those feelings. So Madhurya takes over Aishwarya Bhava. Many times it happens. Because Vrindavan is the land of Madhurya, Madhurya Prem. So Madhurya takes over the Aishwarya Bhava. All the time and time again, they are reminded that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they refuse to accept him. Now, this Brahmana is actually trying to chastise Jagannath Mishra in his dream. Similar thing happened in Vrindavan. Once Mother Yashoda bound Krishna with ropes, Damodar Leela, and seeing him bound like this, Balaram became very angry. So he came and started very angry. He came and started saying to Mother Yashoda, "Do you know who he is? He is the origin of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, and you're binding him like this, like an animal. Do you know who I am?" Balaram says, "If I want, I can burn this entire universe within a second." Mother Yashoda kept on listening, listening, listening. Then she took a stick. "Say more." So she said to Balaram, "Okay, go on. Say more. What else? Did you not have any other place to become? So, was there no other place for all these incarnations? Why are these incarnations coming to my house? All of them." And when, as soon as Balaram saw the stick in Mother Yashoda's hand, he ran away. And then he comes to Krishna and says, "Look, what can I do? I tried to rescue you. But now, it's your karma so you suffer. I told you so many times, don't steal, don't eat mud, don't do all this mischief. You keep on doing this, you suffer. But don't blame me. I tried to rescue you." So this way, Lord Balaram, he was angry on Mother Yashoda. Here this Brahmana is angry on Jagannath Mishra. In his dream he is coming and trying to teach him, "Don't chastise your son. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." And Jagannath Mishra, like Mother Yashoda, his answer is, "He may be. He may be God, but he is my son." So those feelings actually overtake the feelings of Aishwarya Bhava. Okay, I would stop here and then wait for some comments or questions.